Hi, Supriya, Niladri and Shine from Red FM.
Hi, again.
Hi.
Excellent. We received your WhatsApp message. So, Supriya, what is your opinion? If one is faced with an obsessive colleague, how should one handle it here?
You do get hints, right? I mean, when the person starts getting very close and you're not comfortable with that, initially it's fine. But when they start getting too close, you get hints, right?
Right.
So that time only you recognize all that and start distancing yourself. Give some lame reasons and distance yourself from that person.
But when the person...
Once or twice, I think after some 2-3 times, that person will understand. Nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud, she says. Yes.
But how do you make a difference between a person who is just being friendly and probably their friendliness quotient is a bit higher than yours?
If you're not comfortable with that, their quotient could be anything. But if you're not comfortable with it, I think you should just start distancing yourself.
But then, Supriya, bolne mein bhi kaisa lagta hai na ki, kaise bole? How will I talk?
Shine saying that he feels a little uncomfortable to actually go up to that colleague and probably say, if it ever arises.
No, you don't have to go and tell it on his face. Like, I mean, you start making, like, when he or she asks you for coffee, make some reason, I've got a call. Make some lame reasons once or twice. And then I think if that person is sensitive enough, that person should get the hint that this person is avoiding me. He or she is not comfortable.
Okay, give us a few examples of lame reason. That should be fun.
Lame reason could be, yeah, I've got a call.
The pimple on my forehead is paining.
My forehead is paining. Yes. I need to call my doctor. I call is the best reason. I've got an urgent call to make or something.
Yes, many reasons, Shad. Yeah. We'll call Supriya every time we face the situation.
Yeah, every time we'll only call Supriya only. Red Rewind. Niladri aur Shayan ke saath. Red Rewind. Bajate raho.